Welcoming back to the program, friend of the show from Fox Sports, the Extra Points podcast, Charlotte Wilder with us. Hello there, Charlotte.
Hi, Rich. It's so good to be chatting with you.
I know. It's been far too long. How have you been? How's the new gig going?
Oh, it's really great. You know, it was kind of crazy to start a new job in the middle of a global pandemic, so I feel very, very lucky that was able to happen. But, you know, the people at Fox are just really amazing. They run an incredible operation over there. So while I've never met most of the people I work with, you know, talk to them every day, they're my good friends, and we're trying to make some fun sports content when no one can go anywhere.
Yeah, so how do you make all this work in the midst of a pandemic?
Oh, man, a lot of Zooms. you know, we kind of set up a schedule where, you know, I know that I'm going to be doing reactions to NFL games. We'll be covering NBA stuff. I have the People Sports Podcast, which is a show that I do with Mark Titus, who's a big college basketball guy. So, you know, there's sort of set things every week that we know we're going to have, and then we try to do as many Zoom interviews with athletes as we can to kind of build around that.
Well, let's start with college basketball, because I'm very impressed to see that you have taken on a new undertaking, a welcome to the world of being a Virginia Cavaliers fan.
It was pretty funny. You know, I growing up in Boston and in Maine, I wasn't huge into college sports. And so every time I kind of dip into that world on a national level, I'm like, man, it would be fun to sort of have something to root for here and kind of pretend that I went there. And we were joking around that Virginia basketball, they play such a slow offense and meticulous defense that it kind of becomes funny. And I was like, well, you know, that, with the fact that it's in Charlottesville, kind of sounds like these are my guys.
and they have embraced this effort. It's good to see.
Oh, my God. I've been blown away. All the UVA fans have been so kind and welcoming and warm and seem happy to have someone else join their ranks. So it went better than I could have imagined.
Now, you might have been given a challenge a couple of weeks ago. The Maine Black Bears were supposed to play Virginia, and then we had a little COVID shutdown up here, so I don't know if that game's going to be rescheduled or not.
I know. You know, I feel terrible about that. I probably should have just become a straight-up Black Bears fan, but, you know, we kind of went another way with it, but it would be very hard for me to root against them. So I'm not sure. I don't know if I want it to be rescheduled.
Is the NFC East, Charlotte, the division that we all need in 2020?
Oh yeah. Oh my gosh. The NFC East in the NFL, you know, you've got Washington Football Team, the New York Giants, the Dallas Cowboys, the Philadelphia Eagles, and every single team has had some sort of disastrous game is not occurrence. And in the Eagles' case, that's just Carson Wentz's contract. But it was unbelievable to watch the football team beat the Steelers last night, be the team to take down the undefeated, you know, Pittsburgh Titans of the NFL.
Well, and I grew up, despite being here in Maine, I grew up as a Giants fan, and I may have strayed a little bit in recent years, but I'm back, baby. Anytime you can win with Colt McCoy at the helm, I'm all in.
Oh, my gosh, I know. Anytime you can beat Russell Wilson and the Seahawks at home with your backup quarterback and no Saquon Barkley, I mean, I don't know what more you could ask for as a Giants fan.
And at the other end of the spectrum, big respect to the Jets for not just tanking, but doing it with style.
Oh, yeah. I mean, look, the Jets are... I'm sort of at a loss for words with the Jets, you know. They fired their defensive coordinator, Greg Williams, after he made probably the worst defensive call we've seen in at least 15 years. Part of me thinks, you know, do they have to do that to pretend that they care? Because at this point, when you've gone 13 winless weeks, aren't you just trying to get the number one pick? I mean, it was almost like a charade to fire him. I was like, this guy seems to be your ticket to success.
So, Charlotte, I'm curious which way you went. Does your loyalty stay with the Patriots, or did you you follow your heart down to Tampa to cheer for Tom Brady?
Oh, no. I'm a Patriots girl. I've been not terribly impressed with Tom Brady, to be honest. Not his playing. His playing's fine. His playing's whatever. But he's done a number of things this year where, you know, from practicing in a public place under stay-at-home orders in Florida to his company got, you know, $900,000 worth in loans from the government when 52% of small businesses that applied got nothing. So he's worth $200 million. I don't know. I'm a little out on Tom Brady.
We're talking with Charlotte Wilder here on Downtown. Haven't had a chance to watch, but I saw you just posted it before we went on the air. Conversation with Sasha Banks. How did that go?
Oh, yeah, that was wonderful. Sasha Banks, you know, the WWE superstar. She is probably one of the few people who's had a good year in 2020. So I sat down with her or through computer screens and talked about what her past 12 months have been like, which have been pretty crazy, from her best friend turning on her to starring in an episode of The Mandalorian on Disney Plus.
That's an interesting year, to say the least.
Mm-hmm. It sure is. I know. She was like, yeah, I'm just going to keep being great. And I was like, well, Sasha, I respect that.
What is, for you, Charlotte, what's the most compelling thing going on these days in the sports world?
The most compelling thing. I mean, I've been pretty fascinated by the James Harden drama down in Houston. You know, they trade Russell Westbrook to the Wizards for John Wall, and then Harden just doesn't show up to practice. And, you know, he's saying now there are whispers about maybe he'll go to the 76ers in Philadelphia. And this is the kind of thing in the NBA where I just, you know, sometimes when I look at these sort of dramatic breakups or exits or people trying to do these things, I think, imagine if you did this publicly with your job. Like, imagine if I just didn't show up and everybody were talking about it and I was actively trying to go to a different network. You know, it just blows my mind. It's kind of, the drama of it is so heightened. It's incredible.
And of course, it was great to see you acquire Gordon Hayward in the offseason.
Oh, yes, yes. Charlotte got Gordon Hayward. So he left Boston, but, you know, I still have him.
And is there anything that will wrap up 2020 more perfectly, if it's real, and I still don't know yet, than Mario Lopez as Colonel Sanders in A Recipe for Seduction?
No, what is going on? Is this like a sponsored Lifetime movie for KFC? I've read the description a million times, and I saw it on the internet. The picture is so funny. Is it a viral marketing scheme? It has to be, right? Like, this can't be real.
I don't think it is, and yet somebody posted a picture of the channel guide from one of the cable or satellite services, and it was listed there as an actual, but it's like a 15-minute program. I don't know, but either way, it's perfect.
Over-the-top branded content, right?
I'm all in for that, though. I think that's great. We need that kind of thing.
Yeah, me too. If it gives us Mario Lopez as Colonel Sanders, then we've done something right in 2020.
Exactly. Well, Charlotte, it is always good to catch up with you. Thanks, as always, for making a little time for us this afternoon. And be safe out there. Keep doing the great work you're doing, and we'll catch up with you again in the new year.
Oh, thanks so much, Rich. Always a pleasure to talk to you, and I hope you and your family are staying safe out there.
Thank you very much. Charlotte Wilder, Fox Sports, with us here on Downtown.